Hello, this is Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Video Voice. This is a short daily podcast to help you with your voice and everything from what hydration, phonation, intonation, projection, everything all here to help you read out loud. So you have a different voice when you're with your lover in the intimate zone. It's a very kind of soft level that you might use to tell a secret to a friend or whisper sweet nothings to someone on the couch than you use to a room full of people in a public zone, a louder volume used in front of lots of people who may be further away. Translate that into a studio situation then. The personal voice level is one to use when you're neither making out or you want to shout. It's this voice level that's best for communicating with people via broadcast, podcast or video. You give the impression that you're sharing your thoughts with one single person in the room with you, a couple of metres away, the other side of the studio desk, say. After all, most of your radio or podcast listeners are alone when they consume your content. OK, alone, but multiplied many times over, we hope. So simply speak as though you're in a room with one of them, not all of them. Imagine them sitting the other side of the desk, in your personal zone. If you don't remember what a personal zone was, listen back to a couple of episodes ago where I explained those four zones, and talk to your listener, your unseen listener, in that voice. Don't talk to the microphone. Don't talk to the other side of the room. Talk to the empty chair opposite you, and you should get the projection of your voice about right. It's a bit like the point of focus you have when you're looking at an object, depending on how near or far away it is. But instead of a point of focus with your eyes, it's a point of vocus with your voice. And that's an idea we're going to explore a little bit more about tomorrow, as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Video Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.